Welcome to Universal Soul Love. This is Detective David Love. I'm here with my good friend Neil, who we spoke to earlier. He's with the owner at Portal to Ascension, and thought I'd bring him on our show today because we wanted to talk about online spiritual conferences and workshops and things that are happening there. So welcome to the show today, Neil.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. It was really good talking with you this morning, and I'm so glad that we had the chance to come on Universal Soul Love and discuss what's going on with you.
Yes, me too. It's I love how impromptu and spontaneous it was, and it's kind of like a model of where we're heading in the future on just being called to action and stepping up to, you know, spread the awareness and consciousness around the planet.
Yeah, I mean, it was very impromptu, and it was very kind of just very, there was a lot of energy in it, and it was very synchronistic and kind of with both of us just sort of forging ahead in the conversation we had about all the things each of us is doing and everything. So it's very exciting to have you on Universal Soul Love today to talk with us for a little while. We've got kind of a short show today, but that's fine. Can you give us a little more information about your background and your experiences and your website and your details for our audience?
Sure. So as everyone heard, my name is Neil, and I guess we can start back where I was born. I was born in London, England, and I actually moved to California, to Irvine, California, Orange County, when I was 12 years old because my dad had a job transfer. And I would say, like, growing up, I was raised Hindu, but I never really fully, like, believed anything. I just did what my parents told me to do because they were Hindu. So I would do all the rites and rituals, but I had this kind of confusion and like just following what I was told, but didn't know what I really believed. If anything, I would say like I was an atheist Hindu because I didn't really have any belief system. I just did whatever I had to do. And then as I got older and I graduated high school and I went to college in 2000 at age 18, I started researching a lot of things in regards to Hinduism, in regards to frequency, meditation, vibration, ancient wisdom, and all this information was resonating with me, and it resonated with me throughout my entire life, but I didn't put too much energy into it. So at age 18, I went on like a YouTube binge where I just started watching like hundreds of hours of videos my freshman and sophomore year of college, where I found out information on the ancient Sumerians, the mysticism of ancient Egypt, and the true dating of Egypt. And all these truths were coming out that were not what I was told through the mainstream avenue of schooling. I found out that everything we heard about Egypt and what we've been taught has kind of been put out there in order to sway people from the truth of the spirituality behind it, and even more so in regards to the Sumerians and their ancient texts. But in the Sumerian texts, they actually talk about frequency, vibration, and meditation. So I was curious. I was like, wait a second. I thought Hinduism was its own thing that was like the only religion on earth with multiple gods, right? And that there is no other religion that's connected to that. Then I found out that the frequency and the meditation that the Sumerians were talking about, the science behind it, was completely connected to Hinduism. So that kind of opened the rabbit hole for me. I would say that's where it started. I had my aha moment. And I was like, wait a second. So you're saying all these religions can be connected? So I started reading the Bible, I read the Torah, the Quran, I would compare notes from ages like 18 to 21, trying to figure out like what was the root of religion, where does it all come from? And through this, I figured out a lot of information on extraterrestrials and our ancient origins and angelic beings, who were the prophets of the Bible and who were the prophets of all these other religions, and these beautiful celestial stories of carriages in the sky throwing thunderbolts at each other, and seeing if there's any truth to it. One thing's for sure, I found out that many religions have the exact same information about these celestial beings. So this led me up until, I would say, like 2008, 8 years of hardcore research, and I decided that I wanted to start an online, at that point it wasn't online, I wanted to start creating events. I was like, I'm into spirituality, I'm like deeply into it, let me create some sound healing events, meditation events, and hypnosis events. So just local events in Costa Mesa, California, I would create just maybe 20 people will show, and it will be a little sound healing, which eventually evolved in us creating actually all-day conferences. So from the small sound healings, like within 2 years, we're creating all-day events with three or four speakers, some of which are people that we spoke about earlier, like Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Mike Baer is one of them. And it will just be an all-day topic like, okay, today this this conference is going to be on ancient aliens. So we had a whole thing on that. This one's going to be on ancient history. And then this one's going to be the ascension of humanity. So it kind of got me into the production mode. So I started really figuring out how to produce events. And I learned from my mistakes and kept creating bigger and bigger events until 2012. I pulled in all of my resources. Where we started reaching out to speakers all over the world, and we actually flew out a lot of speakers to create 2 3-day conferences in 2012 called Cosmic Reunion, and then the other one was Cosmic Reunion Fourth Density. So those two events were actually the milestone of Portal to Ascension's evolution, coinciding with the winter solstice in 2012. And I realized, like, wow, we got a huge platform here, and for my social media presence, which is where it really started, just started creating a social media group and Facebook group, and it expanded. Thousands of people started joining. I was like, oh, well, I can maybe make this into something that I can monetize it a bit so that it's profitable for me so I can do it full time. And I can, like, do what I really want to do on this planet, because my mission is really to just spread awareness and help activate people, unlock their DNA, and also increase their vibration so that we can create a new paradigm on Earth based on unity, unconditional love, compassion, transparency. So it gave me that avenue. Now, fast forward until 2.5 years ago into, 2014, I actually quit Portal to Ascension many times in my life, many times in the last 8 years, where I was like, oh, I can't do this anymore. It's costing too much. It's taking too much of a toll on me. I need to go back to work and put my degree to work and, you know, become a web designer. And I was a financial advisor for a while. So I quit everything and I went back to that. But through synchronicity, I was always brought back to this quote unquote work. Like, I was, the craziest things would happen to me where I was like, okay, I'm done with all this. And then all these connections would happen and people would call me and it would bring me back to it. So 2.5 years ago, I decided that I didn't want to deal with overhead costs and traveling and flying people out and booking venues. And I moved over to an online webinar platform, where we started creating just webinars, doing the same things we were doing in person, but everything online. And since then, from 2014 up until now, we've been just expanding and expanding, and our email list has grown. People know who we are now, and we're working with some of the most amazing minds in the world that are releasing information that will literally terraform the planet as we speak. So we have all-day conferences, and we have individual workshops, which range from 3 to 4 hours on a range of topics. Like, I can't even begin to discuss the niche events and the general events. We get into, like, specific topics of the nature of incarnation, and we go into it for 4 hours about the nature of incarnation and the soul's blueprint and how we go into different dimensions and all that. And then we have other ones where we just talk about Egypt, you know? So that's where we're at right now. And I'm really looking, like, that's why I'm glad you called me, because I'm really looking now at this point. 2017 is all about collaboration. It's all about us knowing that the energy of inclusion is higher vibratory than the energy of exclusion. The reason why the elite will lose is because they have the exclusion energy with the same knowledge we have, but we have the inclusion energy. So it's time for us to come together and start co-creating these events so that we can get this out to more people.
Interesting. Amazing story, and just amazing work that you're doing. Much like our producers Don and Doug at BBS Radio that they've been doing for many years, allowing people to bring spiritual messages, and, you know, sending them out to the world, which is what you're doing with your webinars. And just love what you said, because I've come to the same conclusion, and we talked about that earlier in our conversation about collaborations and unity, and that's certainly why I got into contact with you. I just think that this is the way to go. We're increasing our power exponentially by bringing our minds together and trying to create this new Earth paradigm. And it's just it's incredible to see it happening. I mean, I'm really just recently, especially in the last few months or few weeks, I've been really seeing this exponential increase in the vibration of the planet, and I'm not really sure how to explain it, but that's just what I've been seeing happening in my own life and in my worldview. Even though it seems like darkness is sort of enveloping the planet, you know, and they're tightening their grip, the elite, nonetheless, I'm seeing the light expand. And people seem much more, I don't even think hopeful is the right word, people feel empowered. And I think that's really important, that people feel empowered and that they feel their inner strength and their personal power expanding as darkness closes in. I mean, this is just the time, you know, where this is, we're in the, so.
I agree. I would say that on top of what you're saying, that the right now, I've like, yes, everything looks so chaotic in the world, and you're exactly right. Like, if anybody could say what we do, and if I wanted to like get out to a layman or a linear-minded person, I would just say like our organization is designed for self-empowerment, that we are here to empower the individual to become a sovereign being, because we live in this reality that tells us in every single aspect that we have no sovereignty and we have to give up our power. So it's all about the empowerment of humanity. And every single thing we do, like every single topic that we have on our platform, no matter how weird it could be or how not weird it is, it's all about empowering you with the knowledge.
Right. And knowledge is power. It's mm-hmm. information is just information, but when knowledge becomes power, it becomes usable. And that's when we get into the process of starting to reclaim our power, which we've given away. We gave it away a long time ago, and maybe we gave it away unknowingly because of deception, manipulation, and by some of these other alien races and dark spirits. But nonetheless, now we're in the Great Awakening. We're in the age of consciousness, and so it's our time to rise up and reclaim that power. And I can see that happening, and I'm very I'm pleased with that, to say the least. And you know, one of the reasons I think I contacted you quite a while ago, because I think I saw that you were doing survival of humanity webinars, and I was seeing some of our guests on your website, like Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, etc.
Right.
And I thought, boy, what a great idea! And I'd been spending so much time trying to have Skype meetings with some of our past guests to create live interviews, live conferences and workshops and seminars here in Australia or in the U.S. or wherever, just spiritual events. And I was seeing how difficult that can be, given people's busy schedules and the number of projects we're all involved in, because we're all very busy, obviously, and we're involved in many different projects. So it becomes it's daunting to try to pull it all together, especially with different time zones and whatnot. So I thought, what a great idea if we could at least. I mean, I'm still very interested in having live conferences and events. There's nothing like it, but the energy that you get from being around everyone. But it's a great way to start, and it's a great way to reach a lot of people, these events that you're doing, these online events. So, just great work that you're doing. I just thank you for that.
Thank you, brother. I would say that a lot of people, like, I'm only doing online events, like, to be honest with you, the only reason I'm doing online events now is so I can get back into doing live events. So I can have the funds to do the big, huge conferences in person, because I agree with you. Like, the online events are great, but when you're there in person with other people and you're sharing that energy, you leave with a huge experience that you might not get entirely at an online event. But the benefit of the online event is that we're reaching every single corner of the planet where we can get internet and even cell phone signal. So we have people in, like, Kazakhstan. We have people in, like, remote villages in India. And the cool thing is that even though we might have, like, we have around 150 to 200 people register per event. However, we actually have one person who purchases a ticket, but then they have viewing parties. So even though there's 100 tickets sold, there could be 1,000, 2,000 people watching, because all these people who are used to doing our events and coming to our events have parties at their house where they bring over the whole family. Some guy in India contacted me and thanked me for one of our webinars, and he brought his whole family just in some village in India where they had internet, and they all sat and listened to it. And if it wasn't for this being on webinar, and there are spiritual webinars out there, but there is nothing on the level of what we're conveying. Like, this is really deep esoteric wisdom. People who want this, they have no way to get it except maybe on YouTube. It's a whole different experience when you're actually interacting with the presenter that you, like, hold in high regards a lot of times, and you actually get to ask questions. So the webinar thing is great to just bring this awareness out to everyone, but eventually I want to get the profits from this webinar business and start creating in-person events some which may even be free, because ultimately, if we're going to get more people out if we don't charge, right? So I would love to get to the point of abundance where I can do these events where I don't have to charge, so we can get tens of thousands of people out at a live event, you know?
Right, and that's it. I mean, that's exactly why I do this radio show. I can do this from Australia and reach every pod of the world for people who want to listen in, and I can take that podcast and put that on other radio networks and on YouTube, and so it's getting your message out so that people know about you and the people that we've had on our, the guests that we've had on our show who have very important messages to give to humanity. They can get their messages out all over the world wide web so that anyone can reach them. And so, you know, your webinars are an excellent idea. And, you know, the guests that I saw on some of your that you were promoting on some of these events, I think there's a big disclosure event coming up. I mean, anyone in the spiritual community knows these names, and I knew them right off the bat because at least half of them have probably been on Universal Soul Love at one point or another. So I thought, oh, this is great. I mean, this sort of solves an immediate need, you know, until we can, like you said, get the get the abundance to even go one step further. We had a man in our show who's trying to do the, his name's Dash, and he's trying to create something called the Global Freedom Fest. And so we had him on our show, and I hope he's doing well with that. We're trying to support him in that, to have this Global Freedom Fest event all over the world in another year or so, I believe. And I brought some friends with from other hosts from other radio shows and organizations to help support him as well, because I think that's what we're here to do in the spiritual community, is try to support each other in our individual missions. And we all have our sort of our own goals and agendas and whatnot, but I think it's really important that we try to collaborate where we can on projects to support each other in our individual success, because ultimately it's for the success of all of us that we unify and collaborate and support each other.
Right, I agree.
So I'm really looking forward to trying to work with you on creating some webinars with some of the guests that we have, maybe to do with empowerment, because I know that some of the guests we've had, I don't think quite fit into, you know, like I said, you've got that big disclosure event coming up soon. Could you tell us about that, when that's coming up?
Yes. So the Full Disclosure Online Summit, just to give you a little back history on how it became what it is, this event is a 5-day event, and it's actually going to be the biggest event that we've ever created, even though we've done in-person events, and obviously that requires a whole different level of production. But this is like the largest scale one because of how many speakers we have, how many days it is, and all the resources we're putting into it. Last year, we did 2 conferences called Extraterrestrial Disclosure Online Summit, and I'm not really a fan of the word UFO disclosure, because unidentified flying object really doesn't explain what we're talking about here. So we call it extraterrestrial disclosure. And even though that doesn't even fully understand, because interdimensional and extra-dimensional, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. So that one, first one was a 3-day one. The second day one was a 4-day one. And the whole intention was to like blow the lid off what's going on with extraterrestrials and our ancient connection to it, and also what's currently happening with world government. But then when the end of 2016 rolled around, there was this whole energy of full disclosure, which was not just extraterrestrial disclosure, it's disclosure of everything. Disclosure of the banking system and the central banking system and the financial fraud. Disclosure of our spirituality. Disclosure of our hidden origins. Disclosure of the extraterrestrial presence. Disclosure of the fact that plant medicines can cure us, such as ayahuasca and iboga, that have been here for thousands of years. Disclosure of CBD oils and cannabis and what it really can do. So even though these things are out there, they're not out there enough. So this event is a 5-day event, and every day is a different topic. So day one, we have global financial fraud and free energy. So on that day, we have speakers talking about, as I said before, the central finance banking system, what happened, how they got control of it all. And really, like, if you don't know about this information and you heard about it at our webinar or anywhere else, it will really like put a lot of things into perspective. And then also free energy. Right now, one of the main reasons why the quote-unquote so-called elite have power is because they own all the power in the world. And if we were all to have free energy or devices or some sort of power, poverty as we know it will be almost eliminated, especially when we get into areas where they can start cultivating their own food because they have power. So we're going to have people on our webinar not only talking about theoretical equations that are going to be in practice soon that can create these devices, but also some actual devices that a couple of our presenters are working on that will provide it that you can power your whole entire city with something that's like as small as your hand. So we're going to be talking about that on day one. Day two, we have plant medicines and medical advancements. So this is going to be, we're going to have people talking about like ayahuasca, iboga, San Pedro, cannabis, CBD oils. And then we're also going to have a couple of people that work in with medical equipment that is using advanced technology that can really heal all types of illnesses, because we actually have the cure for almost everything on this planet. So we're going to be putting that information out there. And then day three, we go to true world history, which will be the ancient origins of humanity, the true timeline of humanity, Egypt, Sumeria, the Mayans, Atlantis, Lemuria, all those topics. Day four will be extraterrestrial awareness, so a whole day on ancient extraterrestrial connection, but we're highly focusing on the current things that are going on right now, because there is a lot of information happening, a lot of things happening right now in regards to extraterrestrial disclosure that the world needs to know about. And then the last day is the fifth day, which is the number five, represents the number of humanity and also the five senses. The fifth day is our spiritual essence. So after we talk about all that crazy stuff, and you can even think of it, some of it is as kind of conspiracy oriented and can even cultivate some fear in people when they find this information out for the first time. So ultimately, it's really about our spirituality, and I know we both resonate on this, and this is why we're connected, is that we want people to know that it doesn't matter about what we just said right here. Ultimately, this is all part of the bigger picture. The bigger picture is we're all spiritual beings having this human experience that we signed up for.
Yes.
So the day five will be us, right, like five to six presenters going hardcore on pulling everything full circle to show us the bigger picture of our spiritual essence. So I'm extremely excited about this event. It took like a year of me thinking of how to create it for it to come around. And we have over 28 presenters in 5 days. And that's going to be eight times five? That's 40. So over 40 hours, over 60 hours, because an hour and a half presentation each, over 60 hours of webinar footage in a period of 5 days with unlimited replay access, so you can watch it back at your own comfort.
That's fantastic, Neil. Congratulations on this. That's an amazing feat to pull this off, and just thank you for bringing that to the world, and bringing all these people together and enabling people to just get all that information in one place like that. I'm certainly looking forward to trying to put something together with you, with some of the guests that we've had on our show in the past. So many that I could think of. That's I've feel blessed to have been on the radio show with Dr. Lana, who unfortunately couldn't be here today, but that's fine. We'll have her on here next time, next week. But just all the guests that we've had and all the amazing conversations we've had on this show. I don't know how many shows we've had, close to 90 now, and just some of the most amazing people on the planet. I keep saying amazing. I can't think of a better word at the moment.
Incredible.
It really is. It's just been and it's often the guests that come on our show, we often have the same conversations that you have with me right now, just there's a lot of fear or concern, sometimes is a better word, about what's going on in the world with global militarization and the global economy and climate change and whatnot. And often that's the paradigm shift is often the topic of discussion on this show, and about our lives and how we're relating to the world outside of us and reality, and how we're handling things and what our future might hold for our species and everything, and ascension. And that's generally the topic that comes up on this show, and all, and about how we can deal with these global issues. And generally the metaphysical and mystical esoteric knowledge is often just, there's a very basic, essential knowledge that just seems to, like you said, run across all religions and philosophies. And every person that that comes on our show seems to have the same understanding of this esoteric knowledge, really. As long as we're open-minded and flexible in our thinking, we seem to understand that it's all interrelated. So things are quite, it's just an interesting time. I mean, I guess that's the most often phrase I hear from people, and these are exciting times, but it's, you know, you hear people saying this is Judgment Day. I call it, sometimes I call it the end game, but at the same time, you know, we're also, even though it's there's so much happening in the world, so much scary stuff going on, it's also a very exciting time to be alive. I mean, probably maybe one of the most exciting times in human history, I think, at this point. So what do you think about all of that? I mean, where do you think we're headed, and what do you think about what's happening with the shift and the climate change and everything that's going on?
Well, like what you said earlier about, like, the darkness getting dark, but the light's getting light too. And I forget the exact quote, but I'm going to butcher it just so you get the idea. But, like, the quote goes, like, the brighter the light, the longer the shadow that casts it, or something like that. But basically what they're saying is that the brighter that the light gets, the darkness gets even more dark, because it's trying to reflect that and overcome the light. And they're both happening at the same time, because that's the paradox and duality that we live in. I feel that right now, even though there's crazy things happening in the world, and I don't know how people feel about the political game in the U.S. and what's going on everywhere, anti-establishment, can be nerve-wracking for people that are just living the status quo, because they see that what they thought as real and normal is not going on the same way it's going on anymore, and they can't just go back to work and do what they always wanted to do and just be, really, because everything is crumbling. So I love, like, even though it's kind of, like, nerve-wracking to me too, because I'm still just a person trying to survive in this world in California, where it's pretty expensive to even live where I'm at, so I have to be a part of it. But at the same time, I feel that looking at what's going on in the world and seeing the revelations that people are having, the disclosures that are happening, with whether it's WikiLeaks or whether it's us finding out about the NSA spying on us, all of this is part of the higher vibratory state. The higher vibration you get, the more transparency there will be on Earth. We're going to get to a level, we can't shift and ascend into a higher vibration if we're not transparent with each other. We can't move into a reality where we can eventually have telepathy with each other if we got all these skeletons in our closets. It's not just going to happen just like magic overnight. It needs to, like, there's going to be a huge process. And I feel in my lifetime, we're going to ascend into a higher octave of existence, whether it's the fifth dimension or just on its way there. I feel that's going to happen. However, say that I'm going to live for another 100 years. There's a lot of baggage that the whole entire planet has that we really need to process. And the ascension for me is us going through that karmic cycle. Like, imagine it being an event horizon, and we used to be at the edge of the black hole, taking like 1,000 years to go around it, and we've just been slowly, slowly sucked closer and closer to the event horizon, and now we're right at the tip of it, and we're going like around every single second. So all the experiences that we have are repeating itself. All the lessons that the universe is trying to present to us is just coming nonstop, 1 second after a second, because it's giving us the opportunity to purge and let go of all this. So my recommendation would be not to resist it all, and to love yourself and have compassion for yourself no matter what. Really, the only way through this is not to be self-critical and to judge ourselves for all the craziness that's going on. We don't own any of this stuff. This is all part of the process. But as I said, I feel that we're going to go through, all the system is going to crumble, and it's happening for a good reason. We cannot create a new reality. We cannot create a new economy, new society, a new reality, unless the old one that no longer serves us crumbles. It's not easy with the people who are in power right now for us to just create a whole new beautiful structure and have them adopt it and implement it. One thing's got to go before the other one comes. So what we're witnessing now, what 2017 represents for me, is the falling of this structure. And then in the coming years, I feel 2018 and onwards, we're going to have to start rebuilding everything. So it all depends on your level of consciousness. If you're at a level of consciousness of fear and my bank account is what is most important, when things crumble and financial system may even collapse, you're going to be really scared and question your whole entire reality. And that could move you towards understanding the truth of what you and I are talking about. Or you might not, you know, you might just stay there. But have this right now, the webinars we do, the information that you're sending out to empower humanity is really the prep work for what's to come, because we can't continue the way we're going on right now. We're killing the planet, we're killing ourselves, we're killing each other, you know? So we need to shift.
Yeah, that's right. Everything you just said is you said it well. I mean, you said it as good or better than any guest we've ever had on here on Universal Soul of Radio. And you just really, that was really what a great message. You put it really well, better than I think I certainly could. The way you came across with that, and so many people have had a similar message on our show about what's happening with the thing we call the shift. And that's my feeling on it too. I mean, it's, yes, things are crumbling. Yes, it could be scary. And certainly for me, I don't know that for me personally that I'm in fear or anything. I certainly struggle in this reality with the tests and challenges that are thrown at me like everyone else. But I guess I've come through, I kind of came through my own personal paradigm shift quite a few years ago and had my own spiritual psychic awakening, quote unquote. And so, you know, my past lives have been revealed to me and I've sort of opened up my connection to my higher self. So my experiences, I feel sometimes like I'm between two different worlds. And so for me, death is, you know, I've come to grips with that, with death and loss to some degree. And so I feel like I'm just here to play my role and live out my mission. And maybe you feel the same way, I think, and like a lot of people. And I guess I feel very... hopeful is not quite the word. I feel most of the time I feel pretty good about what's happening because I know, like you said, it's very necessary for this kind of turbulent, chaotic change to take place. And it's very necessary for these systems to crumble and order to build or to create the new earth paradigm. So I just agree with everything you just said. That's all.
Yep.
Very well said.
Thank you. I used to think that this would all happen overnight, like 2012 and before, I guess. I would think like, oh yeah, we're just going to have a great awakening and it's going to be like spontaneous enlightenment. And I still would think that there could be a vibratory shift, there could be an etheric beam, there could be a plasma ray from the sun. Like something could happen that could activate people's third eyes and really create like a magical thing on Earth where we shift. But now I'm more into the fact that of the practical work, I think we spoke about this earlier. It's not about like only energizing the light and being like, oh, I don't want to be off that. And that's how the New Age movement really moved into and it became that. It's really about embracing the darkness and loving the darkness and thanking the darkness, you know, especially like the Illuminati, the elite. You have to thank them because guess what? They are higher dimensional beings that consciously made a decision before they incarnated here to do what they came here to do. They came here to give us the experience of darkness, and we came here to experience darkness. So our lower souls, if you can call it that, or our souls on Earth, are all pissed because we don't remember that contract. But ultimately, that's what we came here to do, and we're just having fun at this game. But we just don't know it's a game, so we're all tripping out on it. And I guess we really need to spread that awareness and let people realize that this is a game so that we can have more fun with life. Because we take it too seriously, you know?
The game of life. Yeah. I'm glad you just said that too about loving the darkness and everything because it's so true. I mean, I've heard this before too, and I know this as well, that the dark beings, the dark spirits and the global elite, they are playing a role and they're enabling us to experience that shadow self of our own. And it's a funny... it is an exciting world, you know, good versus evil, even though we know that it's sort of a good versus evil is a manipulation, one of the oldest, and it is a game in a sense. It's very real, of course, with pain and suffering. But just yesterday, my partner, Lana, saw me suffering a bit because I was re-experiencing a past life memory. And she said, I don't want to see you suffer. And I said, look, this is where I'm at. And I'm not... I'll pull through this. And this is just my experience right now. This is the level that I'm at, and I need to experience this and go through this. And it's okay. Just stand by me, and, you know, I'll help me through this and support me. And, you know, and it was okay. And I'm here now and moving along. And so it's, you know, it's in the past, really, but it's just stuff that comes up. So, you know,
right. It's that's beautiful. That's like her holding space for you, you know, like that's what we need. We need people to step up to hold space for us, not to validate us so we can become victims.
Right. We don't want victims. We don't want the victim mentality anymore and people playing the victim role. We want to take responsibility for everything. And there's a lot of stuff in my past.
Yep.
Like a lot of people, I had a hypnotherapist instructor that said we've all played the roles. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that I know from my past lives and the things that with the people that I've associated with are beyond comprehension, the kind of atrocities and then the stuff that went on is just unbelievable that most people wouldn't even, I mean, it goes on today as well, but I guess, you know, I don't know. So, but nonetheless, it's just, I guess sometimes I'm just at a loss for words and I don't always know what to make of a lot of this stuff, but you're doing a great job.
Having those experiences. Thanks, man. But yeah, having those experiences, like I wouldn't know what to make of them too. Like, it's a beautiful thing when you can, like, I feel, like, integrate different parts of yourself. Like you said, having those memories come back, and I really am, like, I'm working on myself and doing some inner work because I really feel that there are certain experiences that can really help me become whole because I'm suffering and, like, I feel kind of hypocritical at times because, like, I go through a lot of stuff and I have such a range of emotions, and all I'm doing is, like, spreading this awareness and this beautiful spirituality, and I used to feel so hypocritical because I couldn't live it fully. But now, I would say only for the last year, doing what you just said, which is, it's okay, I need to just have my space and need to feel it, and I'm okay with feeling like this, and I don't judge myself for it, has allowed me to step into that.
Right, because I spent so many years working with people, homeless, mentally ill, of course, even now with Lana, being a psychiatrist. But, you know, I worked in criminal defense and I worked with, you know, debtors and everything. And it doesn't. And so if we're allowing, and I never judged people, I mean, I certainly didn't like some of the people's behaviors that I saw, but if we can allow other people to have their experiences and not come down on them so hard, then why can't we do that for ourselves the same way? Because I realize we all have the same issues, and it doesn't matter what our status is or our wealth or our position in life or our spirituality. We are all dealing with health issues, financial issues, relationship issues, you name it, spiritual issues at one point or another in our lives, or sometimes all the time, unfortunately, for a lot of people. So it doesn't matter. We're all human beings. So
right. And we have a lot more in common than we've been told. You know, like everything that you just said is so much of the planet is having issues with, even if they don't need money, like they're still trying to do things to survive. So it's like we have a lot more in common. And if we could realize that and connect on it, we wouldn't create so much separation in the world.
Right. Absolutely. And I think one of the best things I heard you say, which I've heard other people say, is we need to stop being so hard on ourselves. You said something to that effect and just, so, and I think that's a really important message, and I think that's one of the best messages I've heard a lot of our guests say. We just beat ourselves up, and we need to really stop beating each other up and stop beating ourselves up.
Right, exactly. And don't be hard on yourself if you're hard on yourself. You know, like, even I, at this point, like, know that, but I still get, like, really hard on myself at times. So it's okay to get hard on yourself. You don't have, there's no expectation. Everything is fair game, you know. Just, I would say, right now I'm working on just like loving myself and saying what you said. Just like, it's okay to feel like that. It's okay to be like that, and it's okay to have my space, you know. Not project my own beliefs on other people, because I don't even allow like some people to have their own pain because I want to project the way I am so I can help them get out of pain. And in a relationship, like that's what you do too. Like my wife. Like, I would say, like, she's in pain every now and then, and I would, like, I want her not to be in pain, so I'm giving her things that maybe she doesn't need because she just needs her own space. So there's love in allowing somebody to feel. You don't need to impose yourself in order to show your love, because sometimes that's not for the best for the individual, you know? Guidance is good, but loving the other person and letting them feel how they want to feel.
Absolutely. I think that may be the topic for a future event, maybe. Okay. Well, we're out of time now, so I just want to thank you for being on the show. And
thank you.
If you want to just give your website real quick.
Yes. So website is portaltoascension.org, portaltoascension.org. And even if you misspell it, just Google it and it will show up. We have Instagram, YouTube, we're all over the place. And we have a lot of free content on our YouTube channel weekly. We have free webinars, like 2-hour-long webinars and 5-minute clips. So please connect with us, subscribe. And also, if you are right now, David and I, we've connected because we're coming together. So if there's anybody else out there that wants to come together and has resources that help us spread this awareness across the planet, please go to our website, go to our contact page, and reach out to me.
All right. Thanks so much for being on our show. And thank you for listening into Universal Soul Love Radio. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, brother.
Bye for now.